This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I've always wanted to be an educated idiot. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. Always appreciate the time that you spend. I really do. I know that you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, and you choose this one, and or you've chosen this one, or you've tripped over it and you found it. That's good, too. But I really do. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I know that you could be listening to other stations, other shows. Again, time is precious. And you're spending it, wasting it, listening to me, and I thank you for that. So, hey, look, let's just jump right in. There's so many things going on, so many things to talk about. And again, I'm not going to go through it this hour, but I am genuinely concerned about the roads that we're going down this country. I'm genuinely concerned that we are no longer Americans. No. Now we're Democrats, or we're Republicans, or we're, you know, lefties, or we're progressives. You see where I'm going with this? We no longer identify first and foremost as Americans. We no longer first and foremost put America first. Now it's all about me, whether I get reparations, whether I get my right government check, are my kids going to be able to go to school, am I going to have to... You know, we're so consumed with all of this. And in California, if you say anything at all, and I mean anything at all, you know, about an illegal getting a spot at school before your son or daughter does, you're a racist. Which is just crazy, going somewhere to happen. It isn't just bad and stupid. It's, just ask them, they'll tell you, it's crazy going somewhere to happen. And it's so wrong. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So so many stories I can jump on. But the one in particular, which I love these stories. You know, it's not really gender confusion. It's common sense confusion for these people. They really don't know. They don't really know what they want. Now, a young male is taking a stand. He's a student, what they call a student senator, and he's refusing to announce his preferred gender pronouns. So Nick Davis is someone who likes to stand up for common sense and his personal beliefs. I'd love to see more kids like this. I'd love to see more young Americans like this. He certainly did that last year when he launched Students for Trump at Ohio State University, working to help create an environment on a very liberal campus where people can openly support Donald Trump, as he put it, which is the way it should be. You should be able to openly support anybody you want to. They walk around with the Che Guevara shirts on, right? A guy that killed millions of people. I mean, just a lunatic, a hater, a killer. And, hey, we should be allowed to wear a T-shirt on campus. We should be allowed to hold him in high esteem. We should be allowed to talk about what a rebel he was to try to make things better for his people. Bull! It's a line of BS. You know, these, so that's okay. supporting Donald Trump isn't. I mean, it shows you where we're at. Right? Supporting that little round guy in North Korea. Talking about how we've, you know, I, again, talking to another commentator today who really feels like we've kind of brought this on ourselves. We've antagonized this little guy. Okay? We're bullying him, and that's why he's stepping out. And we should go to the table and sit down. You know, I explained to him, let me tell you what, from a guy that did get bullied at one point, bullies don't understand reason. Bullies understand strength. So you want to go sit at the table with him? Fine. Show up with 10,000 troops, then tell him to sit down. That's the way you do it. You have to show him that you're not afraid of him. Look at where ex-President Oblamo left us when he left office. The laughingstock of most of the civilized world. Come on. Don't try to justify or tell me that our relationships were just fine with the Europeans. Our relationships were just fine in the Middle East. It's a line of Crockett. You guys know it. Now, today, this young man, Nick Davis, he continues to buck the left-leaning tendencies at the state flagship campus. Recently, Davis, a member of the Undergraduate Student Government General Assembly, he declined to put his preferred gender pronouns on his name tag. Of the 40 student senators, Davis is the only one who did not go along with adding it. The he, him, his, she, her, hers additions to the name tags were not required, so nor Davis said did he think it was needed. How in God's creation, I got to ask you guys this, I wish one of you on the left had the guts to call me. Because I really want to know, unless you're drinking and you see more than one of us, or unless you look at me who is extremely large and you think there's two of me, how in God's creation, right, can I use the pronoun hers or his? I'm a he or him. I mean, come on, think about it. It doesn't make any sense. And he went on to say, I don't think it is necessary when it comes to myself personally, he told the local news source. He went on to say, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's safe to assume, guess what? It's a duck. I look like a male. I sound like a male. Guess what? It's safe to assume I'm a male. And see, that's what he wants for himself, and they're going to rip him apart over it. So you can only have a right to have what you want when you're on the left, which is why I say they're hypocrites. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShip. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the with toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Ow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Flipping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate, and you're going to find out you don't have to. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to hate. And the title is based on all the labels that the left gave me, gave us, gave people like us. Anyone you want to look at it, I mean, that's really what it boils down to, right? And I've said this before, I kind of find it a little funny. Some of you may not, but I find it a little funny. But you think about this, right? Ramblings of a right wing. Now, ramblings is nothing more than, you know, somebody who's just got a long-winded conversation. But the right-wing Bible-thumping Republican, right-wing. So does that mean I'm conservative? And that's so bad, how? Being conservative is terrible, isn't it? Having some conservative principles is just a terrible thing to have. And there are conservative principles, sorry guys, some of you won't like it, but there's conservative principles on both sides of the aisle. I know Democrats that are conservative. And the Bible thumping thing, oh my God, I've given it up to a higher power, that's terrible. Just terrible. Why would anybody want to do that? You know, I used to joke that I'm from Boston, and I'm from the city. And if I was it, if I thought I was above it all, if I would thought that everything I thought mattered 100%, I had all the right answers, and I didn't worship God or a higher power or answer to God, yeah, you guys would have to walk around with your wallets in your front pocket and make sure you had your hand on it all the time, because it would be all about me. I would be the most important thing there was. And that's true of many people. You guys know this is true. That's true of many people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Okay, so love this guy, Nick Davis. Right? He's taking a stand. I've had it with the tomfoolery. Look at me. I look like a male. I am a male. And you know, I've said it a million times. Listen, show you how the left has lost their mind here. Give me something to work with, right? So if you want to take it from a biological standpoint, you got an X and a Y gene, right? Okay, so let's just tag. Either you start marking things that you're X or Y, but that's just cold. Let's do what the left likes to do. Let's tack a label on. Let me see. Let's take one of the labels and we'll call it male, and we'll take the other label and we'll call it female. What do you think? Works for me. So now I've taken X and Y and I've turned it into male and female. That's scientific. If you don't want to use male and female, that should be the only alternative that you have. Is X or Y. Or male or female. It's really that simple. It ain't that hard. So the next point, if it looks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, chances are really good it's a duck. Unless it's me in my early days when I was really drunk. But other than that, so and Nick refused to call himself he, him, his. She, her, hers. He said it wasn't necessary. Don't need it. When asked about the current political correctness climate on college campuses today, Davis told a local news source that universities used to be a beacon of free speech where differing opinions were valued and encouraged. I agree with him. That's what it should be today. Today, PC culture, social justice, culture almost encourages a uniform way of thinking, which is exactly what communist regimes want. They want everybody the same. They want them thinking the same, doing the same, trusting only in the government for what they need or should have. Campus is now trying to make the people with different viewpoints think that they're wrong and bad for thinking differently, when simply, A, it's human nature, and B, it's just not true. I mean, really, they talk about individuality. They don't mean it. No, seriously, think about how the left paints this stuff. They talk about individuality. Everybody should be left to go pursue their happiness, but they don't mean it. It's only if that happiness, that pursuit, that road, those road signs are theirs, and you follow their road signs and their track or road for pursuit. Oh, we're all for free speech, freedom of this, freedom of... Right? No, only if the free speech doesn't offend me. And it falls within my guidelines of what free speech should be. Right? Come on, think about it. Freedom of religion. Oh, of course, everybody has their freedom of religion. Everybody is right. As long as you only pray in your closet in your house, then we're fine with you. I had a discussion with somebody today. Again, another commentator. Who wanted me to say that my religion was superior. And he tried to back me into a corner to basically say, look, yeah, my religion is superior. Well, I want to know what you mean by, I couldn't get an answer. What do you mean by superior? What does that actually mean? He said, well, you believe that yours is the right religion. Well, that's true. Anybody who follows religion and doesn't believe it's the right religion, now notice I don't say which one it is at this point, you're a moron. Why would you follow something you didn't think was right and true and proper? I mean, seriously. If you didn't think, I'll pick on Christianity, because I'm a Christian and you guys have to deal with it. You'll have to forgive me, because that's what Christians do. Anyway, if you didn't believe in Jesus, and you didn't believe in God, and you didn't believe in heaven, and you didn't believe in hell, and you didn't believe in the Bible, and you followed Jesus Christ, and you call yourself a Christian, you're a moron. You're following a fairy tale. You're following something you don't even believe in. I mean, how smart are you? And that's what I basically said. Of course, I believe mine is the religion, because I follow it. I believe in it. I'm staking my eternal life on this. How smart would I be if I didn't believe it, if I was just guessing? You know, you can stun people easily because they're not used to others taking a stand or meaning what they say. I think that's the big part of it. I think that's why Trump makes these people so crazy. Yeah, he's not done everything he said he was going to do. He has backed off on a couple of things. I get all of that. But there's a lot of stuff that he's doing that he said he was going to do. And no, there's not a warm fuzzy about him. It's I'm going over here and I'm doing this, and he does it. End of discussion. Alex Leder, the student government director of diversity and inclusion, told a local news source that the name tag additions were done to be more inclusive and more conscious of asking about people's pronouns instead of assuming people's pronouns. That's all right. For me, you can assume mine. No, seriously. Because if you look at me and can't figure out I'm a male, you got a problem. You really shouldn't be driving. I'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up on this. And God bless this kid for sticking up, this young man, for what he believes in and not being bullied. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, lightweight wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I really, really, really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, as I said, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, that you're involved and engaged, and just trying to be part of the solution. I know it's an old cliche, but I want you part of the solution, not part of the problem. Don't be spewing party lines. I hate when people spew party lines. I want you to be able to speak to you back up and have proof of what you believe. I tell my religious friends that too. Don't just spew the religious line. Know why it is you believe what you believe. But there's a lot of people out there you can bring to your side, so to speak. If you can explain why you're there, why you believe what you believe. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Nick Davis from the university. Where's he from again? God, I hate when I do this. Ohio State University. He refused to state his preferred gender. Because his attitude is, look at me. What do you think I am? And they're petrified. They don't want to say. Right? They think this school thinks it's more inclusive to let people choose what they are, or what they want to be, or what they want to be called. So the new student body president, Andrew Jackson, and vice president, wow, there's a name. His dad must have been a joker, right? Andrew Jackson. And Vice President Sophie Chang had also campaigned on the platform to lead a student government that is more representative of the undergraduate student body and more supportive for inclusivity. See, they think inclusivity is when you open it up to more ridiculous names, more ridiculous ways to look at it. Look, you have got to have some guidelines. You have got to have some foundation here to work with. English major and student Senator Tony Buss said the effort is not unique to the student government. This is simple. Really, in respect of everyone in the organization, we chose to include pronouns on name tags so everyone knows what they are. since we all have pronouns. Additionally, many OSU departments have done the same thing. When asked if the student government believes it's offensive to assume someone's gender, Bush said the group, hey, they respect the gender identity of all Ohio State students as well as everyone. What the heck does that mean? Ohio State currently has a policy in place that allows students to use their preferred names on class rosters, but there's no such policy that forces students to use peers' preferred pronouns. So I love this. You know, you can come in, you make it up as you go. You can change it as you go. It's okay. What do you think of that? I mean, there is nothing in foundation. The first chapter of my book, Absolutes? Absolutely not. They don't want you to have absolutes because that means you're taking a stand on something. That means you're saying no to something. That means you're telling them that something's just ridiculous enough, it doesn't make sense, and I'm not going to do it. God forbid you do that. And you should. You need to take a stand when you know, when you feel deep down in your heart, and you know that what they're asking you to do, what they're showing you, what they're telling you is wrong. Stop and don't let them do it. Okay, so out of Vermont, of all places, who would have thunk? Vermont actually fired a teacher. Hopefully this will come up. Vermont actually fired a teacher. Fourth grade teacher. That got caught having the kids to do a German salute. I love this. Makes me love how this works. Let me see. Eagle. There you go. And she, there you go. Vermont teacher fired after a parent watches her lead third graders, not fourth graders, I'm sorry, third graders, in a Nazi salute. Now, can you imagine? I mean, I'm sure she was, well, maybe she was a liberal, we'll see. A long-serving substitute at Vermont's Georgia Elementary and Middle School was relieved of duty after she allegedly led a third-grade class in a Nazi salute as they marched for lunch. The children were standing with their arms out in front of them, and the teacher was modeling the position, and the Franklin West Supervisory Union Superintendent Ned Kirsch wrote a letter to the parents on Thursday. Now, she then raised her arm slightly and said, "And now we say, Heil Hitler." Kirsch wrote that incident involving the unidentified long-term substitute he led students to the cafeteria. He says, "I'm at a loss on the whole thing." Kirsch told a local news source last week that people are shocked. People I've spoken to are at a loss for words. Kirsch wrote that the female teacher was immediately relieved and banned from teaching in the school ever again. The substitute was covering for a teacher out on maternity leave. And that teacher was scheduled back within the week anyhow. He said school officials have never had an issue with that substitute in the past. It's not just not a pattern. Now, see, I have to say, I don't agree. Maybe she was never turned in before. But these things just don't just happen. Somebody just doesn't wake up in the morning and decide this is how they're going to act. This is what they're going to do. Now, Kirsch would not discuss the teacher's motivation for the Nazi salute. Parents the news source spoke with on Friday morning hadn't heard about the incident, which at the time really hadn't been confirmed either. When the parents got on the phone to call the school, saw the television van show up, they were told the incident did take place, but the school had already taken care of it. No biggie. Let's move on. Nothing to see here. The salute was allegedly witnessed by a parent from the school's parking lot, and the parent immediately contacted the office. The substitute allegedly admitted to the salute. So it wasn't an alleged salute. The teacher admitted to it. Doesn't that make it a real salute? Right? Now, they're going to let the guidance counselors talk to the kids. I would love to know what they're going to say to the kids, right? And they said that when the kids came back to school, they all seemed to be fine. Nobody really even understood what was going on. Of course not. They're little kids. They don't get it. They don't understand. Now, the incident was completely unacceptable, she said, and I apologize. Or the principal said, and I apologize. We have an amazing community, he said. This isn't how we operate. Now, I'm not going to say I don't agree with it. It probably isn't how they operate. These things do happen. You do get the occasional whacktoid in there that gets away with it. But I don't believe this is the first time. I don't believe the teacher had ever been written up for anything before or didn't have any problems before. I just don't buy it. Let's see. What else you got? Oh, a Georgia teacher. Yeah, I don't know where these teachers were when I was a kid, when I was in high school. Did we just not hear about them? No, seriously, I'm curious. Did we just not hear about them? Is it more prevalent now today in schools that it's okay for teachers to have sex with the kids? And in some cases, they get away with it, and they move on to the next crop of kids at a different school. So a Georgia teacher was arrested in August and September for two different student sex acts. She didn't learn the first time? Or it was too tempting? I don't know. A former Georgia middle school teacher who was arrested last month for an alleged sexual relationship with a student in 2013 now faces a second case involving another student in 2015. I would just fess up to them all at this point, lady. Former Union County Middle School physical education teacher Shawnetta Reese was arrested last month for child molestation and sexual assault of a 15-year-old student. An investigation allegedly uncovered a second inappropriate relationship with a different student years later. In August, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and the Union County Sheriff's Office conducted an investigation into Reese after receiving information she was sexually involved with a former student. Now, the agency reports that the GBI was able to determine that the former middle school physical education teacher engaged in sexual conduct with a 15-year-old student, 13. The student was moving from the 8th grade to the 9th grade. Details are scarce, but you know what? They rearrested the 40-year-old former teacher and track coach after additional allegations came to light from the initial investigation. Now, she also had, I don't know how they arrest her for this, because she had sex with an 18-year-old student in 2015. So I don't know how that, but even so, they agree not to have sexual relations with the students. I don't know why we can't trust our teachers to do the right thing. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, when we come up, we're going to talk about an alternative way to get health care. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking. Drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I really do. And the comments that you make, whether it's on Facebook or the chat room or what have you. You know, I always try to bring you an alternative to different things that we're stuck with. And, you know, Del Bellis joins me from time to time to talk about Liberty Health Share. And Health Share is totally different than the health care insurance program. So I want to bring him on and let him, you know, let you hear truly what health sharing is all about. You know, one of the things I like to do on the show is at least be informative. I know you guys, I don't sing or dance, so you're not getting entertained, and I try to bring information to you that's real, that you can think about. Because my thought here isn't to tell you that you're wrong and you need to do it this way or else. My thought's always to say to you, look, here's an alternative. Here's a different way of looking at something. Here's a different way to approach something. And then you decide. It's really that simple for you, or for me anyhow. You can take it, leave it, you can change the station, but get information first before you make decisions, before you decide to solidify something in your brain that only works a certain way. One of my regular guests on the show, and I enjoy having him on all the time, is the CEO of Liberty HealthShare, Del Bellis, and he speaks plain simple English, and we're going to talk about the difference between health sharing and health insurance, because there is a difference, and I know many of you say, I don't get it. But, you know, one is an insurance and one, I don't know what it is. Dale, thanks for being with me today.
It's a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
You know, and again, as we like to joke about, True, I mean, what is the difference? Why wouldn't I go for the insurance company as opposed to go to a health sharing program? That just sounds like socialism to me, Dale. I don't know.
well, a health insurance arrangement is a contract of indemnity where the insurance company agrees to and promises to pay based upon certain hazards that you encounter. You get sick, they're going to pay based upon you submitting your premium. Health sharing is a totally different methodology and premise. It's based on the American tradition of self-care and mutual care. That is, we take responsibility for the care of our health, but I'm in a part of a community that whenever I get sick and have costs, everyone shares in and bears a part of that cost. So I have a $10,000 bill. Other members are assigned to assist with that $10,000, and we crowdfund that individual member, and we pay each other's medical bills. It's voluntary. It's cooperative. But we're self-motivated and self-determined and directed, and that's really the distinction. We're all self-pay patients, but we share our costs in community with one another.
So there's not a committee sitting there deciding what treatment you can have or not have. It's actually other people. I like the term members. It's other members in the program that can sit back and they're contributing as well. They're being part of your process, part of your solution. Correct?
Absolutely, Joe. In fact, we base our sharing mentality and methodology based upon a Christian tradition of people helping each other whenever they're in need. That's one of our shared beliefs. So on the basis of our ethical and religious values, we care for one another in community with each other, but we also give each other the freedom to be self-determined. In terms of the care of our health. So we each have the responsibility and the right to care and direct and manage our own care of our health, as well as share those costs that we can't pay for ourselves in community with one another. And so it's that balance.
Yeah, but I like the words you use. Like, you know, you've got the freedom and liberty to choose. First of all, under this kind of program, you can actually choose your doctor for real, right?
For real. We don't have a network of doctors. You choose your own doctor. You go to your own hospital. We're self-pay patients. And so we have that freedom to select and choose accordingly. And then we share those costs with one another, and we prepare whenever we process a bill for a member, the payment to that doctor or hospital based on national data that tells us what is a fair and reasonable reimbursement for that service. And we submit that to that doctor and hospital, and overwhelmingly, that's accepted and appreciated because it's fair, it's reasonable, and it's prompt.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about it is I've experienced this in my own life with certain things where I've made deals with doctors or dentists or eye doctors, and I've actually done better than I would have done if I used my insurance company, you know, and people don't realize that you brought up something in past interviews where this is kind of consumerism to a degree. We should be treating our health care like consumerism, right?
Joe, unbelievably, in every other area of our life, we experience that kind of consumer focus and orientation. I go to the local car shop, I get tires, I get a muffler, I get a tune-up on my car. I go to a restaurant. Whatever I do, I'm comparing the billing that's presented to me with what I've consumed or received. That's not the case in America with health care. And so it's time for the individual patient to be the consumer, demand that price transparency, and change the cost curve downward based upon really the ability of the individual patient to pay for that care. And it's oddly enough, what they send out as a bill is not what a hospital will receive to settle that particular service at a significant discount, and we advocate for our members in that way.
Now, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. You know, you talk about discount consumerism and all that. Don't miss the part that you get to go to the doctor that you trust. In some cases, you've loved for years. You've loved being around for years. You won't get any less service with it. You just have more control over the services you get and actually how you get them done, right?
We've removed that layer of bureaucratic red tape I refer to as metacrats who have really grown up over the course of a number of years that are intermediaries between the doctor and the patient, making choices and decisions in their economic interests as opposed to what's in the interest of the patient. We've removed that, and now the patient and doctor are making those choices and decisions together, and we're just taking the fair and reasonable cost of that encounter and sharing it together in community.
Yeah, I love this. I love the whole thought behind this. You know, some of the questions I've gotten in the past, and you got to make people comfortable with this. Who are you responsible to? Because, you know, we've got in our minds, we've been taught to believe that unless you're an insurance company regulated by the government, which should scare the heck out of everybody, but who are you responsible to? Who oversees you to make sure you're doing the right thing?
Well, first of all, there is a criteria established in the Affordable Care Act as to what constitutes a recognized healthcare sharing ministry. One of them is you have to be a nonprofit. Number two, you have to have an annual audit. Number three, you have to make sure that you never dismiss a member because they become too sick. There's like five criteria there in the ACA. So that's one side of our accountability. The other is, as a nonprofit religious organization receiving funds and facilitating the sharing of medical bills with members, we have oversight from the Internal Revenue Service. We have to follow all of the necessary standards for how a nonprofit organization functions and is regulated. And the third is, in each state, there are attorneys general that manage and oversee the offering of services to consumers. And so we're a part of that regulatory framework as well, that we're not over-promising and under-delivering, et cetera. And so we submit to all of that oversight.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's only I know people are asking these questions because for, 100 years we've been taught this is how insurance works, this is how you take care of your body, this is how you go to the doctor, and it's about time that people start realizing, you know, this is your body. You know, there's certain things you know, my wife goes to I don't even know the name of the type of chiropractor where they don't snap your head and snap your bones and all that. You know, they have a more gentle approach. It's her body. It's the way she's decided to make that work. And we need to start thinking that way. My body doesn't belong to the insurance company. It belongs to me. I should be able to take care of it the way I want to. Hey, Dale, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, I was just going to say that's the healthcare sharing grassroots movement that's occurring in America, where Americans are awakening to the opportunity that they can, in fact, manage, control, and direct the care of their health. The best place to go to find out about Liberty HealthShare, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can ask for a free decision guide, we call it. It's an information packet that comes to your email or by mail. Peruse the pages of the website, toll-free number to talk to one of our advisors in our contact center. But libertyhealthshare.org is the best place to go.
Dale, always a pleasure. Thanks for the information. And people, you need to check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. At least read about it. Learn about the real control you can have over taking care of your body. Yeah, and you know what? It's a whole different paradigm. It's a whole different way of thinking of healthcare. But you have control over your body. You dictate what they put in it, what they don't put in it. Anyway, I'm Joe, the senior host. Hey, guys, thanks so much for being with me tonight. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here or have spent with me on the air. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your enemies all about the show. Let's get them all queued up. Let's get them all crazy. I'm really into that. I think that's a good thing to do. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.